Hey everyone. I have to tell you, Worldcon is making some serious waves right now. We're seeing WLD break out of a multi-week bearish channel, and it's surged over 16% since that low back on July 2nd. It's such an exciting shift to see.
It is definitely a significant move. From a fundamental perspective, this technical reversal is being driven by two key catalysts. We're seeing sustained institutional accumulation, and there's an upcoming reduction in token emissions coming up.
That makes total sense. As those large holders ramp up their positions, we're already seeing exchange supply tightening up. It feels like the big players are locking things in.
Exactly. And when you pair that with the scheduled decrease in new token releases, you're restricting the circulating supply even further. That creates a potential supply shock, which historically supports price appreciation.
So, looking at the charts right now, where should we be watching? The immediate technical target seems to be the 50-day exponential moving average, or EMA.
That's the key level. A decisive break and close above that 50-day EMA would confirm a genuine shift from bearish to bullish momentum. If they hold that, it opens the path toward higher resistance zones, like the 100-day EMA.
I'm keeping my eyes on that line. But what happens if they stumble? If the price fails to clear the 50-day EMA, I'm expecting a retest of the breakout level, which should now be acting as support.
That's a very real possibility. Regardless of the direction, sustained trading volume will be critical here. We need to see that volume to validate the move and fuel any further upside.
It feels like this rally is part of a bigger story too, doesn't it? It aligns perfectly with that broader market trend we've been talking about. Capital rotating out of consolidating major cryptos and flowing into smaller cap altcoins like this one.
It certainly fits that narrative. And fundamentally, Worldcoin's utility as a global identity and financial network token positions it well for sustained demand as ecosystem adoption continues to grow.
For our listeners who want to track this, here are the critical takeaways. Keep an eye on support at the breakout zone and that July 2 low, and watch for resistance at the 50-day and 100-day EMAs.
Those are the numbers to watch. While the combination of technical momentum and favorable supply dynamics presents a compelling bullish case for the short to medium term, we have to remember that cryptocurrency markets remain highly volatile.
Absolutely. We've all seen it before. Breakouts can fail, and sudden news can reverse trends in the blink of an eye.
Precisely. That's why strict risk management remains essential. Everyone needs to be using stop-loss orders and disciplined position, sizing to protect their capital.
Well said. If WLD successfully clears that 50-day EMA, it could signal the start of a sustained uptrend, making it a really notable asset to watch in this current market cycle. Stay tuned.